Folks, hello and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard an effort to forget that was Headstones featuring Emily Haynes of Metric.
Haynes.
Before that, we heard The Replacements with their track Kiss Me on the Bus, little ode to PDA. And at the top, we heard Broadcast with their track Tender Buttons, 20 years old today.
Wow, old.
That's right. Okay, so you know, like, those classic, I want to say, Depression era or, like, New Deal era photos of, they're, like, black and white. It's, like, the Manhattan is being built by these iron workers, and they're, like...
They're sitting on the I-beam.
Up, like, 30 stories up in the air, and, like, they're having their lunches.
Yeah.
What do you think is the coolest place that you can have lunch?
Oh, anywhere high up is good.
This
is why people bring their little lunch to eat at the top of the mountain and take pictures eating on the mountain. Oh, this is, I don't know, what's something challenging that people do in this world?
Yeah.
Like, okay,
yeah,
the bottom of the ocean, I guess.
I think, like, maybe if you're, like, a lion tamer and you're eating, like, a really, like, hearty, like, meat-filled meal in front of your lion, that's kind of cool.
Okay.
If a little, like, maybe cruel.
Yeah, mean to the lion.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you're sharing.
Yeah, that's true.
One forkful for them, one forkful for you.
You're doing, like, a Lady and the Tramp style.
Ooh, so cute.
With, like, a sausage link.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, I mean, if you're, like, a super famous pop star and you've just done, like, a crazy, amazing show,
dude.
And there's, like, a full stadium worth of people, and then you're, like, hold on, like, let me just eat my grilled cheese.
That would be awesome. Do you know how much people would pay to watch Taylor Swift eat? And, like, you could, I don't know, vote on a poll of, like, what kind of food, like, you can, like, manage her macros and get her swole or something.
This is why I think people like hot ones. They like seeing the celebrities eat and be uncomfortable.
Yeah, I just can't stand this Sean Evans guy, man. I just can't stand him and his bald head.
Get him. And yet you like Northern Lion, so...
That's true. I've only got room in my heart for one.
Yeah.
So sorry, Jesse, also.
Yeah. Outing program manager Jesse is bald.
Yeah.
Maybe he talks about that all the time on his shows. Who knows?
I imagine so. What else does he have to talk about?
Well, it's coming for you. One day, you're going to be bald.
I don't know. We'll see.
You can't hold it off forever.
Yeah, I suppose not.
You're going to get a toupee?
I could. I feel like toupees are going to come back.
My grandpa had a toupee.
We've gone too long with, like, the bald and proud, where people just, like, as soon as they start to thin a little bit, they just take it all off.
What's so funny is that I actually saw a TikTok of this girl being like, I think that being bald is, like, a skill issue. She's like, women are held to such a high beauty standard, and, like, anything that's wrong with us, we have to fix it immediately and pay all this money, and then men are just allowed to be bald? Like, question mark. And then everyone in the comments was like, she has a point. And I was like, okay, guys, the way out of this is that, like, none of us should have to spend a lot of money on our appearances. But I do think it's funny that you're like, oh, if you're not getting, like, a Turkish hair transplant, like, you don't even care. Like, you're an ugo. But anyway, so yeah, if you're bald, I don't know, fix it.
Yeah,
start working on it.
Get to it. Shape
no more hats. Just kidding. People rock being bald, but I think women should be allowed to be ugly too. You know, women's rights.
Yeah,
and etc.
Well, I think all women are beautiful, so I don't really know how we can square those two ideas. But
yeah, well, okay, you're doing like mainstream 20th. First century feminism.
Yeah, I'm doing 2010s girl boss.
Yeah,
feminism.
Exactly. Not everyone has to be beautiful, Dean. Okay, there's other things in life.
True. Sorry.
That's right.
Folks, you can't win. You don't know what to say to these feminists.
Nah, I've always got you.
Yeah. Up next, folks, we've got Big Thief with their new track "Words." Here we go.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hello, folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard Yulia by Wolf Parade. Before that, we heard Afternoon Bike Ride with their new track, Otherworld. And at the top, we heard Words by Big Thief. Folks, it's now time for Isopanisad Radio Minute. This is the part of the show where we talk about a Mountain Goat song for longer than Mountain Goat song runs. And this week, we're looking at Heel Turn 2. We've definitely played this track before. Way back in the day, we went track by track through all of Beat the Champ. But Heel Turn 2 has a special place in my heart. I think it's one of the best songs, one of the best written songs by this band. And it requires very little actual wrestling knowledge to parse, despite it being on the wrestling album. All you need to know is that the good guys in wrestling are called baby faces, and the bad guys are called heels. And if you turn heel, you become a bad guy. You sort of put away the childish toys that are morality and goodness, and you embrace evil. This is something that, you know, is not what you should do, but it's indulgent. It's like indulging in this sort of power fantasy, I guess. And especially when you look around at the world today and you look at everybody and everything that's happening, you're like, why do I have all of these beliefs? Why do I care about things? What if I just didn't care? Life would be so much easier. I feel like we all think like that now and again. I'll leave you with what JD said on the matter when he played this in Carrboro, North Carolina in 2021. He said, "You ever get tired of being good? You ever look at the people that don't care that they're not doing good and feel a weird sort of envy? You don't want to be like them because they're a-holes, but you want to be like them so that they can see that you, too, could be an a-hole." Here's Heel Turn 2 by the Mountain Goats.
Get stomped like a snake, lie down in the dirt, cling to my convictions, even when I get hurt. Be an upstanding, well-loved man about town. In your child's mind, that's how it goes down. But I try the losing side. I don't want to die in here. I don't want to die in here. Drift down into the new dark light without any reservations. You found my breaking point. Congratulations. Spent too much of my life now. When he comes up for air, come unhinged, get revenge. I don't want to die in here. I don't want to die in here. Stay good under pressure for years and years and years and years. President of the fan club up there choking on his tears.
stoked. You stoked?
I'm stoked.
Just
I'm
stoked. So stoked.
I was stoked.
All right, I'm stoked.
Let's go for it.
Hey guys, welcome back to Stoke. It is your host, Jane. We are headed into week two of school and of this newest edition, I guess I could say, volume maybe, issue of Stoke. I'm very excited. I know I started off with a bit of an angry note last week. Had some notes from my mom about that. She did not enjoy how loud it was. But like I said, I have to explore all the type of music that I really enjoy. So sue me for playing a bit of angry music once in a while. This week, however, is a lot different from what we're used to. This has taken me a long time to get set up and figured out, but if you guys don't know, here at CFRC, there's thousands upon thousands of records and CDs and cassettes and all of the above. And every time I walk past, I feel shame that I like just go in this booth and look up Spotify, because I feel like I'm doing something wrong, honestly, because years and years of here have been built on vinyl and all the stuff I just listed. So I've had this idea for a while, but I think my playlist idea is songs that sound better on vinyl, or sound the best on vinyl. And I've done my best. I have made my playlist before, silly me, but I've done my best to kind of find what I could find in our vault. And I have a bit of a, I don't even know, 60s through 80s playlist for you guys right now. But this is our vinyl vault, songs that sound good on vinyl. And I am actually recording all of the music off of, you know, a record player, which is pretty cool. Has taken me a long time to figure out how to record it and, you know, get all the records set up and in order. So bear with me. It's probably going to take me 4 hours to record, but that's okay. I got nothing better to do on a Friday. And yeah, I've been wanting to do this for a while. Maybe I have an idea for some additions after this, because we could go, you know, the CD era, cassette era. I could bring in my new vinyl that I have with newer bands. Got a lot of ideas for you guys. So this is the OG throwback vinyl vault, songs that sound best on vinyl from what I could find, asterisk.
I'm stoked. You stoked?
I'm stoked. And we are back on the Release Radar Rundown right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. You just heard Mask Like Ghost Like by Left-Handed Archer. Coming up now, we've got Rogue Rising's debut single, Crush, an energizing anthem of defiance and self-empowerment driven by fiery guitar leads, a hook-laden chorus, and an unmistakable edge. Fronted by Kingston's own fearless singer-songwriter and lead guitarist Rowan Rogue Picard, along with Evan Kluick of Arachnia on guitar, Jackson Baird of the Meringues on bass, and fellow bandmate Maddie Benoit of the Petras on drums, the single Crush was produced by five-time Juno Award winner and Glass Tiger founding member Michael Hansen. Enjoy. And welcome back. You just heard Crush by Rogue Rising here on the Release Radar Rundown. Coming up next, we've got some pretty sweet electronic action for you with Transcendency by local electronic artist Cacao with CFRC volunteer alumnus Forge Drains, a.k.a. Richard Hugh. This awesome track takes a trancy hard techno approach, delivering chopped up samples, intricate melodic concepts, and a relentless energy that reaches to the stars. Get moving now, because here's Transcendency by Cacao with Forge Drains. We'll be right back. And that was Transcendency by Cacao with Forged Rains right here on the Release Radar Rundown. Up next, we've got more Cacao for you. We're going to listen to Melt, a great single from Cacao's EP, Dope, released earlier this year. Breaking new sonic boundaries, the EP marked an evolution in Cacao's distinctive electronic funk sound. Deep basses, vocal sampling, and progressive ideas ultimately shaped this three-track collection of nothing but bangers. Time to buckle up, folks. Enjoy. That was Melt from Cacao's EP Dope. Coming up now, we've got one more track for you by Pound Salt called Gonna Be Famous. The track is a celebration of ambition and self-indulgence with lyrics laced with wit and a touch of grandeur. Gonna Be Famous is as catchy as it is confident, driven by hook-heavy instrumentals and ensemble vocals. The song came together almost instantly, fully embracing the band's indie DIY spirit. Recorded in their practice space, affectionately called the Salt Mine, they experimented with tracking instruments on their own before handing it over to Jeff Vandertote, whose expert touch helped shape the final sound. Now, before jumping into our last song, are you a local musician who wants your new work amplified on social media and aired on CFRC's airwaves? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. You can also reach out to CFRC through our website to book a live studio session with us and play live on our airwaves while doing a fun interview with our crew. Visit cfrc.ca for more details and don't forget to follow us on Instagram at CFRCMusic. For now, let's end our show today with this great Pound Salt track, Gonna Be Famous. Thanks for tuning into the Release Radar Rundown, developed in partnership with the Kingston Music Office. I'm Dinah Jansen, and we'll see you next time.
Well, hey there, everybody. It's time now for When We Wake. I'm your host, Andrew Shaver, and you've got me for just...